This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is indeed a Football Friday with Payne and Pendergast. And on the line right now, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz. Ross, great to have you on the show, my friend. How are you?
Pretty bad, actually.
Wow, that was unexpected. What's wrong?
Yeah, I know. Nobody ever says that.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm up at West Point. I'm doing the Army-UMass game tomorrow. I drove up here, and then I worked out last night while I was watching Raiders-Chargers.
As you called it, you called it Las Vegas versus London, which is
Las Vegas. Yeah. This one just means more. Yeah. And I don't know, I was doing like interval sprints on the elliptical.
Yeah.
You know, they say to do that like minute on, minute off. But it was one of those ellipticals where you can change the height of like your stride or whatever. And I tweaked my back and I'm dying. And I do this like 4 to 6 times a year, I feel like. I don't know, Seth, if it's back for you or what body part it is. But like 4 to 6 times a year, I don't even like know how or what, like I don't feel it when it happens. And then an hour later or the next morning, I just want to cry and take a bunch of pills and go to bed, but I can't. So my back's killing me. So I don't know. I'm feeling like, I'm not feeling great. So I'm going to try to bring the anger this morning.
It's good that you're at West Point, because I'm sure you'll get a lot of sympathy there. You should just run into some colonel's office and be like, my back hurts.
The elliptical.
You know what's weird, though? In all sincerity, Seth, do you ever have like I'll be doing something and all of a sudden my left shoulder or my right elbow will hurt?
Yeah.
And like I'm like drawing with my daughter and I'm like, what the heck? Like I never even had a left shoulder injury. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
I'm pretty sure I'm walking around with a hernia right now because I laughed too hard at an Ellen DeGeneres joke.
Dude, so no joke, okay? I am laying down flat in a bed because my back hurts that much. But when you just said that and I laughed, it hurt my back. It hurts my back to laugh. So I need a bye week like the Texans.
Now that you're doing your radio.com show, which you guys should check out on radio.com, Home and Home, and you're doing more than you used to be all football guy, but now you're doing all sports. I am curious because it's relevant here in Houston, but then also obviously, you talk about it. Just load management in general right now. Like, obviously, you need to have your load managed. But where are you in the NBA? Is this destroying the NBA that we've got Kawhi Leonard sitting out of national games and whatnot?
So, a couple thoughts here. Number one, and we talked about this literally yesterday on Home and Home, which people, it's podcasted. So, if you can't listen to it live, just check it out, radio.com/home or on the radio.com app. But number one, we are literally going to have a segment on today's show where we come up with a new name for that. We just can't have it. I cannot have for the rest of my life this being called load management. So we are going to attempt to come up with a better term for that, because there's just all kinds of different connotations with that, as we all know.
Yeah,
so that's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, you know what's weird to me is – these guys are better educated than we've ever been. And so in terms of sleep studies and nutrition and all of that stuff, they are light years ahead of where the guys were like in the 80s and 90s or whatever. But what's weird is that, like, I grew up a Sixers fan, and I used to go to a Sixers Pistons game to watch Charles Barkley punch Bill Laimbeer in the face. You know what I mean? Like, and he played. I don't ever remember Barkley not playing. I don't ever remember going to a Sixers game and Allen Iverson not playing. Like, it's just weird to me a little bit that they get more sleep, or at least they should. The nutrition's better, and yet they play less. Think about, like, baseball pitchers. Like, I mean, pitchers used to go 7-8. Like, complete game was not, like, a surprise. Now it's like, will he make it through the fifth? And, you know, I get it. I'm sure they've done a lot more research than I have, just talking to you guys on the phone about it. But it's weird to me that it seemed like the guys in the 80s and 90s, especially the 80s, but had no problem playing every night basketball and playing and pitching later when, before they had all of the stuff they have now. And yet now they can't do it, or I guess they've discovered it's not good to do it. I will say this. I remember reading Charles Barkley's book where he said, you know, the fourth game in five nights is total garbage. He said even back-to-backs, you know, don't buy tickets for that. That's never as good. So even back then, Barkley at least had a sense that there were games where guys just were not going to really have it in their legs. I'll say this from my perspective. All I care about is when the game's on TV that the guy plays. Like, I don't care if Kawhi Leonard plays the other 60 games. I really don't. But when it's on national TV against the Bucks and it's on my TV in my house in Pennsylvania, his butt better play.
Yeah. And given how much money these networks are doling out, I would agree with you. Ross Tucker joining us for his weekly visit here on Sports Radio 610. All right, Ross, shifting gears to football. Antonio Brown has a meeting reportedly with the league next Wednesday. I'm sure that you've post-career, you know, interviewed for jobs before. You had meetings set up with people that might hire you into your broadcasting role that you're in or whatever. A week before those meetings, did you go onto social media and just blast those people and do a racism drive-by like Antonio Brown did yesterday, a week before his meeting with the league? How crazy is Antonio Brown right now?
He's legitimately crazy because he's done this a number of times, and then like a few hours later, he'll be like, "Yeah, my bad, I didn't really mean that."
Just kidding.
like that's the crazy part is that he goes on these tirades and obviously can't help himself, can't control himself, but then later his agent is like, "Dude, you can't do that. Like, what are you doing?" And he'll be like, "Oh crap, yeah, I want to play again. It's good. Okay. My bad. I didn't mean that earlier. I'm just frustrated." Like, he's legitimately, I won't even use the word crazy. I'll just say he's got some legitimate, I think at this point, I don't know a lot about this subject matter, but I have to think at this point there would be some mental health diagnosis because he's done stuff like this too many times now, where the behavior is just so, so erratic. Like, he should have been playing in that game last night, making $942,000 or whatever it was as the Raiders win. And instead he's going on, you know, these rants. I will say this though, if the NFL really wants to continue to increase the ratings and get people interested, they should televise that interview. Like, how great would it be to see Antonio Brown like on his best behavior, like, you know, when you're meeting your wife's parents for the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, nice to meet you, Mr. Copenhaver. Yes. Well, no, I do have my degree. Like, I would just love to hear like a nice, like auditioning, interviewing for a babysitting job, Antonio Brown, and see what that's like. That would be amazing.
Yeah. What Lamar Jackson obviously is the talk of the NFL right now. And I heard you talking to Greg Cassella about it on your podcast the other day. And it was really interesting. How sustainable is this? And I don't just mean for this year. And I don't necessarily, Ross, mean in terms of injury, because obviously any quarterback who runs a lot is going to be at an increased risk of injury. But how long can a team be primarily a running football team in the modern NFL and sustain it? Do you expect them to have to evolve a little bit next year, or is this going to keep working?
Well, I do think over time defenses will do a better job against them, but I think that defenses are always going to be in a bind. I mean, I call a college game every Saturday for CBS Sports Network, including a lot of these academy games. Like last week I did Air Force Army. But even when I'm not, even if I'm doing East Carolina UCF, the quarterback run game is deadly, man. I mean, you know how it is, Seth. You always had, if you needed to, you bring the extra guy down in the box. There'd be an unblocked defender. You know, they got a fullback and a tight end. So they got seven guys blocking. So you bring the eighth guy down, one guy they can't get a hat on. I mean, it's not like that when the quarterback's involved. And even if he's not running it, even if he's just a threat, you no longer have, like, the extra guy. Like, they have a hat for every guy. So it really, I mean, I've talked to guys, D coordinators that are in college, but used to be in the NFL, like Brian Van Gorder is at Bowling Green. He used to be the Falcon. And he's like, Ross, I'm just telling you, it's a lot harder being a college D coordinator than NFL. And it's because of the quarterback run game. So I don't think it's going away. I think that there's a reason why RG3 is the backup and they drafted Trace McSorley. And I do think that there is, on some level, an increased risk of injury. But I got to tell you, like, I mean, look at all the other guys that have gotten hurt. You know, Nick Foles, Ben Roethlisberger. You know, I mean, there's a risk of injury in the pocket, too. And so far, so good for Lamar Jackson. Heck, there's an increased risk with all the shots and everything I always see Deshaun take down there in Houston. We've talked about it a bunch. He finds a way to, a lot of times, get out of there and make an unbelievable play. I don't know how he does it. He's like Houdini, number one. Number two, he finds a way to stay healthy. So they're going to keep doing it. I'm sure, I don't know what the odds are on the increased risk of injury. There's definitely some, but so far, so good. And I don't really expect the Ravens to change it other than hope that he continues to improve as a passer. And so it's more like 5 to 10 runs instead of 10 to 15. But you still have that element so that the defense has to account for it. And even when you're handing it off, you know, you're a threat to the point where they have to have a defensive player account for you. I'm fascinated by it. I love it.
This time next week, we'll be previewing Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson with Ross Tucker. He's our radio.com sports NFL insider. Insider calls brought to you by the all-new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz. Catch Ross every weekday, as Seth mentioned, on Home and Home, his new show, out now on radio.com/home, or just search home on the radio.com app. Ross, we appreciate it as always. Feel better. Feel better soon.
Yeah, thanks for telling me that. I didn't even know it was Ravens Texans next week. That's sweet. That's awesome.
It's going to be great.
I'm pumped for that one. Thanks, guys.
Good deal. Thanks, Ross. Appreciate it.
Take drugs. Legal drugs.
Yeah, no, Ross, take not kids.
Yeah, not kids.
No, kids. Don't, kids, if you're listening.
Don't ever. I'm talking about like actual medicine prescribed by doctors.
An adult with physical ailments, take drugs.
At West Point, they probably got all kinds of crazy stuff they use to help soldiers.
Ask your connections, Ross. I feel like Ross has that gift of gab too, where he'll be able to get his hands on whatever he needs to. All right, there's a dude on Reddit who ran a regression analysis, linking James Harden's road game performance with the quality of the strip clubs in those cities. This happened on Reddit yesterday.
This is important work.
This is the Lord's work that's being done. This is the content that you're here for, to listen to this show, and we have the results for you next.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.